With the world in their rearview mirrors after Map 2, our 11 cartographers made it back stateside, a round 3 map in the USA focused on our great American cities. 5 cities to choose from, and this was a round where the leaderboard really started to get some moving and some shaking and started to take shape as we head into the middle of our 7-leg competition. On top, Ganizutsu with a near-perfect round, 24,892 points, and he's going to join us shortly to talk through how he did it, just eking out Joey Whalen, who was only 49 points behind him in second place. Mike Slapsky with his best showing thus far in the familiar environs of the 50 states. He came in with a third-place finish. The Sizzler, Camisar in fourth, and Shane Goodrich with his best showing so far of the competition in the first latter half of our group, in fifth place with 21,959 points. A big fall for me. Remember, came into this third round in first place. There was a mishap on map 2, got 0 points. We'll tell you all about it soon, but finished in seventh place. And so, with that in mind, with 3 rounds done, Ganizutsu has launched into the lead, and not just in the lead by a little. He has a 4-point advantage with 5 maps to go, 27 points. I still sit in second place with 23. Joey Whalen right behind me at 22. Camisar with 19 in fourth, and Matt Comstock coming off of a couple of strong rounds in rounds 1 and 2, but finishing 9th out of 11 in the U.S. Cities round. He's in 5th with 16 points. We're going to have Ganizutsu join us live, talk about how he did it, a near-perfect round in round 3. But first, a word from Cedars and Aquafina. This is Dudes Dropping Pins.
Cedars, they don't just make hummus, they make baba ganoush. Eat that baba ganoush. From Slaters.
All right, Dudes Talking Pins, episode 3. That means round 3 is done, and we're here with not only the round winner, but with a pretty comfy margin after 3 rounds, up 4 points. It's hard to make that up. Is Ganizutsu a newbie at this game, but somebody who I think has truly embraced what GeoGuessr is all about. I'm thrilled to have you here again.
Ben Mark, an honor to be sitting across the Zoom from the originator of the GeoGuessing, although I have to give you a little flack for holding this back from us for 6 whole years. I feel like you've got a little bit of a head start here, but coming out ahead quickly, although I'm sure I'll backslide once you get your feet back under you.
I'm taking everything in, and I'm studying maps late at night because I'm not in first, which is shocking. So Natalie sees me
clearly the clear favorite coming in.
Yeah,
and I still think you are. I mean,
Natalie sees me with hard copies reviewing things. She's like, "You're not a teacher anymore. What are you holding?" And I was like, "It's our taxes." She's like, "I've only been in America for a couple years, but you don't do taxes yet." I'm like, shit, it's GeoGuessr maps, all right?
Just pictures of street names, and I need to guess where we are.
I'm trying to find us a better life, and I'm looking at all these places we can move. No, I'm just kidding.
It's for you.
Yeah. This has been fun for you though, huh? Isn't it like a great diversion for the pandemic?
Honestly, yeah, I've been having a lot of fun with it with my fiance. She's gotten real into it. It's actually a good combination of our different, how each of us competes.
Okay.
We don't generally play games together because, our competition styles are so, different, but this one we can both get behind. So we're having a lot of fun.
Yeah. You guys are fine, but I do know from reading testimonies, this is a game that has saved many a marriage. And so, you know, If I was a couples therapist, I'd be like, sit down, famous places, round 1.
Right, right.
Yeah. Speaking of somebody who might need their better half to help them with this, we're 3 rounds in, and in last place, tied with Eric Reiter, John Tilley came in guns a-blazing with his starting lineup introduction, and he hasn't backed it up.
I think, honestly, this is the story of the tournament.
You know,
obviously you were the favorite. I would say that to me, looking pre-tournament, I would have put John, if not second, certainly top 3, certainly top 5. And coming in last right now, it's got to be a technology issue, right?
We were trying to get to the bottom of that last week. Is what could it possibly be?
Or maybe he's not zooming to find the little clues. Maybe he's just literally going down the roads and trying to guess by context, which seems like just a challenge that John would put on himself anyway.
He's not reading any signs. He's just taking in the scenery.
I think also I texted him the other day. I think he's just doing it all on his phone.
That's a big no-no.
Also he may not give a shit. So
I think that's part of it too. I was going to say, He's got like the well-being of Camp Coniston is pretty important right now. He's like, fuck if I care about where I'm on this map.
Right.
I got thinking with Deuce, and we're going to start this now in the last five episodes we've got, we're going to do a superlative each week, and I'm going to ask you a question. And I gave you a little advance notice, I think, but you might have to just think this through. There's 11 of us. If we were actually dropped into one of the world locations from last week, so there were two Russia locations, there was a Minnesota location, there was a Newfoundland and Labrador location, and there was a little island off the coast of Taiwan. Who's the most likely, if we actually got dropped there, to become the mayor of the town or principality that we were dropped into?
If I didn't know which of the five we were getting dropped into, I would say Joey. Tilly for sure. Okay. He would be mayor. But if we leave Tilly out of it, because I feel like that's just the most obvious answer, then I would go Joey.
Okay. I think I would say this. I'd put Tilly as the mayor in Minnesota, in Melrose, Minnesota. Like, he'd walk in, yeah, easily. I think Ryder would think he's going to be the mayor, and I think Tilly would win in a landslide victory.
Oh, I think Ryder would be in every single race and be, like, that third-party candidate that gets 1% of the vote.
Yeah, you know? There would be a small percentage of people who would love Ryder, and, like, he'd give them Kool-Aid, and they'd all be dead.
Yeah.
They would do anything.
He's the Ralph Nader of this mayoral.
I think Joey sweeps Russia. And
oh, for sure.
Look, it's because he knows the language. I'm not saying that Joey's some sort of Russian operative, but he knows the language. And so I don't know. I know Grip wouldn't win in Taiwan because he put Ukraine for Taiwan. So he's not winning there. Close.
Yeah, close. And I couldn't because, you know, they don't like Japanese people. So
And I don't think there are a lot of Jews in any of the locations. Now, spoiler alert, next week in World Cities, we might stumble upon a location that has me feeling right at home, but I'm not going to be mayor in any of these world locations.
Right. Fair.
All right. Well, I'm glad we did that. Okay, so you won this round. Let's dive into the map. You didn't just win this round. This is a round, the world round, it's a game of miles. The U.S. cities round is a game of yards in some cases.
I was sweating so hard. Like 5 minutes before I even started this map, I was really nervous. And, you know, I think there's two different skill sets for GeoGuessr. There's the pinpointing skill set where you've got to get to within yards to be competitive. And then you've got the skill set of just context clues. You don't really know where you are and just educated guesses.
Yeah.
I think I'm better at the context clue, at least within our group. So I was really nervous coming into this round, which I knew was going to be a pinpoint round. Yeah, just some lucky turns, honestly.
Worked out for you.
Worked out for me. Yeah.
I'd say there's a third skill, which is time management. But I think it only takes a few rounds to get used to that. You don't run out of time once you've played for a while.
Right.
All right. So map one, the first thing you notice is you're in a tailgating parking lot. Why don't you tell people what you saw?
Yeah. So you get dropped right in front of the Titan Stadium, right? Yep. Which I was stressing out about this because I didn't know how many yards off you could be without compromising your 5,000 points. And I thought for sure everyone was going to get 5,000, which surprisingly was not true, even though it was very obvious where you were. But I spent the full 2 minutes pinpointing exactly. I think I was 3 yards off there.
Yeah, I've never been that close. I've never been 3 yards away.
I was literally going up and down the street counting how many arrow clicks it would take to judge where relative to the parking lot and the street I was.
That's how you win this thing. That's great. And see, I think this is where I wonder about someone like John Tilly, who was 1.8 miles away.
Yeah, like, so he was like, oh, I'm in Nashville. Boom, plopped it down in Nashville.
Yeah, I don't have time for this, you know, save camp.
I've got more important things to worry about than pinpointing.
Yeah, but this is one of those, everybody on the map, we won't dwell too much on this one because you didn't have to really do much clicking other than trying to get it exactly. Everybody was within 4 miles.
Right.
You were the closest at 3 yards. Comstock was 13 yards away. So he must have had a penalty, more than 10 yards. Couldn't get the first down.
Right.
But we were close. Easy one to start. But again, yeah, this is a game of yards. If we had stopped after one round, you and Slavsky and Comstock would have been tied at 5,000. We all would have lost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And honestly, after seeing that, I got even more nervous because I knew how pinpointy this game was going to be.
Yeah, it's a pinpointy game, this GeoGuessr.
Pinpoint game.
Favorite Nashville memory you have?
Oh, has to be when we all went to a club on that Saturday night to celebrate one of our friends. And all, I think, had more fun than he did and ended up all stumbling back home at different times. In fact, I remember specifically stumbling back, couldn't open the door, knocked vigorously, ended up not being the right house. It was the next door house. So that was that
it was a sloppy
good
night.
Yeah, this I think was that was one the night that you did a walkthrough in at Crystal.
Yes, we covered this in episode 1, but we yeah. Did that, and I missed my flight the next morning.
yeah, I forgot about that.
And I had a bus. The flight was to New York. I had a bus to catch in New York to get to Boston. I missed the bus. So I had to rent a car. It was a Nissan Sentra. And I was so hungover still driving the car and the seat wouldn't recline. So I was hunched over the wheel like a giant, very hungover. That was also the night where I think, this is before you'd met Teal, but I think you were waiting for a woman at the club outside of what you thought was the women's bathroom.
Yes.
It was the
exit. I forgot about that.
That's still one of the most incredible things I've ever heard. You'd still be waiting there today if we hadn't.
What's she doing in there? It's been 10 minutes. Oh, shit. That's not the bathroom.
In there is out there. What? All right. So that's Nashville. There's going to be a theme to this round, isn't that all five of these cities are great cities to have fun in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great bachelor party locations.
So number two was the downfall, not only of my map, but I fear again, because of how tight the competition is, that this was the downfall of my tournament. Before we get into that though, when you think city, you think skylines and you think, you know, traffic lights, and this was not that. Tell the people at home what you saw on map
two. Yeah, I think you get dropped right onto kind of a beachy looking thing, a little cove. You see some water, some park. I don't think you see any city.
So I'm going to, yeah. And I'm going to tell you my first thing that I did wrong. I turned myself around. I went the other direction because I thought the other direction was going to get me closer to civilization. It didn't. Mm-hmm. And I think the way you went actually got you a sign that tipped you off.
Yeah. If you, I think if you turned yourself around and went straight, or basically you needed to choose the right direction. And if you did, in like 10 seconds, you end up coming out of the island and seeing a sign for the island in the city that you're in.
Yeah.
And so at that point, it's just pinpointing the exact yardage. But that's honestly just pure luck.
There was a little fork in the road and there was a sign that said Fiesta Island, San Diego.
Yep. Exactly.
And so you nailed it. For me,
nailed it.
I went the other direction. I'm clicking around, time ticking down. I know I'm in California.
Yeah, because if you go the other direction, you're just in the middle of a park on, you don't know if it's an island or if
water,
it's just
some sand, but you're on an actual like asphalt road. And I'm just like, this has to be California. It doesn't look like Florida.
Right.
And so I'm like, I think I'm in San Diego. I made the mistake of doing this map during our company year in review, which is, of course, a virtual Zoom meeting. And if someone hits screen share during a Zoom meeting that you're on, it automatically fills your screen with the screen share. Mm-hmm. And if I had gone the other direction, I probably would have guessed before this happened. I took it down to 10 seconds. I hadn't pinned it yet, which is something I learned from you and Ryder. And even though I've played this for too many years, once you put your pin down, you don't actually have to hit submit.
Right.
I hadn't done that. I get sent to this other screen. I'm scrambling. I'm hitting like the exit button. I'm like doing everything I can. And then I come back to see 0 points. So
Terrible. That
was it for me. I got 0 on this round.
Terrible.
And I would have guessed the right city. I wouldn't have. I was looking. I don't think I would have beaten you and Joey because I would have like not gotten. I would have put myself in the right spot in San Diego, but I would have gotten at least 4,000 points. So That was tough.
Well, honestly, if you got San Francisco or San Diego, you probably would have gotten like something like 4,500 points, which I think would have put you.
It would have put me right there.
Would have been close. Yeah. Which would have gotten you what, 1, 2, 3, 4 more points in the tournament. So, yeah.
Well, yep.
A lot That's what I'm saying. Cool. You're still the favorite to win. I mean, one technical glitch here.
No, but it dropped me. I came in seventh. And that's tough because, again, it's not about total. It's not about how close you are across, which I think it would be cool if it was like the aggregate total of miles you were away on all seven rounds. But it's you get the number of points you get by placing where you do. So that sucked. Do you have any San Diego stories for us? You ever been?
I've been to San Diego mostly on work trips, so nothing that exciting. I visited Adam Kahlo once. Do you remember Kahlo?
I remember Kahlo.
Yeah. Visited him there once. We went kayaking in Mexico after.
It's a beautiful place.
And beautiful place.
Now that the world is remote, like, and you can work from anywhere, live anywhere, I would buy stock in San Diego.
Yeah.
Because that's where I would go.
It's kind of booming now. It's kind of taken off recently.
Yeah. Fiesta Island here looks pretty nice.
I would great island.
Fiesta Island. Yeah,
great island. Great.
It's a party. Is what they say. It's a party.
That's what they say.
That Fiesta Island.
In Spanish. Yeah.
Speaking of a party, our next location, if you couldn't move, which is, we've talked about this, a setting on GeoGuessr is a wild setting. No moving, no zooming.
Which I love playing, by the way.
Yeah. If you had done that in this round, I don't think personally I would have guessed Las Vegas because you're just in front of like a bungalow. It's a PT Cruiser we're in front of too, at least on the map that I have.
I'm going to that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
This was one of those where you had to get out and move around in order to get enough clues to know where you were. I know this was a little while ago because we're taping these a bit after the fact. Do you remember how you figured it out?
Well, I think I somehow got to a main road, which I'm clicking around now. It's not that hard to do. Yeah. Not a lot of clues out there. And then I saw some sign that said Vegas, but earlier that day, Comstock had posted something about seeing a sign that was a red herring, and I thought he meant this. So I was like, okay, we're probably not in Vegas. But then after clicking around a little bit more, I don't remember the exact reason, but I was like, okay, well, maybe we are in Vegas.
That's
and then I guessed a place that was, I've only been to Vegas once. So I know there's like the strip and then parts way, you know, outside of the strip are very, very different. So I tried to pick someplace that was outside the strip. I think I was the furthest away on this guess than the others. But.
Yeah, but those are, I mean, that's the way a winning GeoGuessr player plays. It's, you've got to take in all the different things that you see. You've got to make the best educated guess off of what you got.
Right.
I think I got the high score here. I was 633 yards away. One of the keys in the US is, can you get to a highway? And do you know your highway system? And I did, and I think it's US 15 that runs through. And then I think there was just a sign for Vegas or Henderson or somewhere I knew. Cause I've been to Vegas through leading camp trips. It's where weirdly they let us go on the first night, which is fucking
crazy.
Seems
like a poor decision.
Yeah, I don't know why I never went. And this probably doesn't surprise you about me, Mr. Goody Two Shoes. I don't know why I never just like left the motel we were in and
if Deuce and I were leading that trip, we'd be immediately out there.
I kick myself now, but I've been for fun a few times too, and highway signs are key. You've got to look at your highway signs, and then I knew we had to be close to the highway because I hadn't 2 minutes worth of clicking, you know, it doesn't get you that far.
See, I think so. I need to educate myself on the U.S. highway system because I'm not good at that.
We're currently playing a second league way beyond this podcast, and I think U.S. is tomorrow, and I'm very excited. I'm strong in the U.S.
This is why pinpointing is not my strong suit, because when it comes to clues like that, I'm not good at pinpointing.
I love these all around competitions. It's like the U.S. gymnastics or the
it's like a decathlon.
Yeah, like you're great on the uneven bars, and my floor exercise is like just leaves you with a dust. So
your ribbon twirling is on point.
Yeah. Don't get me near a pommel horse though. Oh, jeez. Don't know what I'm doing around those things. All right. So that's round three. We're moving through. Round four was my was my pride and joy. It's again why if I hadn't gotten a zero on, I nailed this.
At 5,000. Yeah, number four was tough for me.
Yeah, so we are in, for the people who need to know, we are on 3rd Street in New Orleans, Central City, New Orleans. But it wasn't that easy to find clues. Do you know how you got to New Orleans?
So I've only been to New Orleans once, and I've only been sober in New Orleans for a couple hours total. So
that makes it hard. You probably don't remember any of this.
I think if you go down the road, you immediately see the skyline. So I think I just, when I saw the skyline, I was just trying to hoof it towards there. Cause you get dropped in this really residential part. But I think as I was going towards the skyline, the houses look kind of New Orleans-y.
If you've been before, yeah, they're kind of like one level.
Yeah, and the very like the types of small columns in front of the porches and things like that. That's kind of New Orleans-y. I think I had that in my head, but obviously I wasn't sure. Once I got closer to the skyline, I got to a highway intersection, I think, which is where I must have seen some city signs or some interstate that at least got me. How far away was I? I think I was a few miles away from. I think I got to knowing where I was wherever I got to, but then I couldn't figure out kind of where we started. So I just threw something on there that was close to where I was and ended up being 5 miles away.
Not bad.
Not bad.
I ended up dropping the only 5,000 pointer on this round. And that's because I did something.
Right.
What I did first was I got to the end of 3rd Street and looked at the cross street.
Yeah.
And I just said to myself, if I can figure out where I am soon enough, I can find this intersection maybe. And I memorized the cross street. And then I clicked and it actually took me a while. And I think I said this, I got to an opening and could see across what looked like a highway, and there was an arena, and the arena said Smoothie King Arena. And you know me and Joey, like we just know the weirdest shit.
Yeah, about sports. That's why College Stadiums is going to be downfall.
That one's queued up for Joey. And I knew the New Orleans Pelicans played at Smoothie King, and I used the compass, which is sitting at the top of your screen, and I saw that we were south of Smoothie King, which meant we were south of downtown. So I was able to find 3rd Street south of downtown, found the cross street, and just knew it.
Hot tip, the compass. Yeah. That's a hot tip.
The compass is weird. Again, when you use it next time, if you're going north, the red arrow will point north.
Yeah.
And if you're going south, the red arrow will point south. But west and east, I don't know if it's flipped. I have tried to get myself, when I'm really bored, I try to put up the perfect 25,000 point round in the US with no time limit. And I use that compass to help me. And it fails me going west east. So you'll have to report back to me.
I usually try to do like a perspective figure. Like if I'm looking at something here and something's to the left and to the right, I'll try to figure that out on the map, you know, if that makes sense. But I've never tried to use a compass.
Yeah, it's right there for you. All right, final map 5. This was.
Oh my God.
This was tough.
If I didn't get this, this would be extremely embarrassing.
But the first thing you see for people listening and can't see it, the first thing, and we'll post these to Deuce Rules Instagram so that you can see the opening shot of what we saw. You see a man in a
plaid shirt,
a plaid shirt, short sleeve plaid shirt, walking down a dirt path in a red brick building. And if you turn around, you see a glass building. It looks like you're on a campus of sorts.
Yeah, it looks like you're on a trail in the middle of a campus.
And you can't really, I don't know about you, I was never able to fully get off the campus, and yet both of us knew we were in Atlanta. So what got you to Atlanta?
So it took me probably a solid minute to get out of just this trail that we were in. And out into a part of the campus where you could actually see more than trees. Mm-hmm. But when I got out there, I saw a brick building with, we were clearly on a campus with some columns that made it look very Southern campus. And then I think there were some guys standing in front of there with, you know, your very like tucked in polo shirt, very Southern frat. So I was like, okay, we must be
in the South somewhere, but not the deep South. So I was thinking maybe Virginia, Georgia, something like that. And then I remember looking across the street, seeing a TBS sign, and that immediately triggered TBS. And how that seems kind of Atlanta. And then right above there, I recognized three buildings. And I think I remember literally Teal, my fiance, was on a call at the time. And I said out loud, so loud, "Fuck, we're in Atlanta," and scrambling. And I knew if we where we were and the view that we had, that we were at Georgia Tech.
She probably looked at you being like, "Yeah, we are in Atlanta." If I had said that, I would have been committed because I'm in Massachusetts. Right. But it worked for you. Yeah, this was sometimes GeoGuessr will throw you somewhere where you can't move on a boat. In this case, it was on a campus. For me, I got to a parking garage and could see the city skyline. And I've only been to Atlanta once. I actually dropped by to see you and got breakfast with you and Mark Knoll one time. That's my only time in Atlanta.
It was like 2 hours.
Yeah, in Buckhead or something. I didn't even get to see real Atlanta. But I saw a skyline and I'm like, it felt Southern, all the same things. And I saw we were North and I thought we were on a college campus. And I zoomed in, saw Georgia Tech. And so I go, this is like a wild guess. And we were actually on the Turner Broadcasting Network campus. It says that's where we were. We weren't even actually on Georgia Tech's campus.
Really?
Yeah, TBS must have a campus. That's where we ended up. So anyways.
Yeah, I didn't even zoom in after. Yeah, that's right.
This was a tough map. And I think, but there were some people who got it. Looks like Slavsky, who came in third. Slavsky is coming on strong a little bit. He's had a couple of good rounds in a row. Got it. Looks like Grip was 818 miles away, so he didn't get it. But yeah, so that was it. I mean, those were the five cities, five great cities. We had Nashville, San Diego, Las Vegas, New Orleans, and Atlanta. And you put up the best score. So congratulations to you again.
Thank you.
We're heading into World Cities tomorrow. Yeah. So again, we've done this twice now. I've set up quite the game. Going from U.S. to world and U.S. to world again. Before we leave for today, how are you feeling about world cities?
I'm feeling good about world. I've traveled a lot, and I think that I've seen a lot of cities in the world. So I feel pretty confident about this round, although Joey is just crushing it, and obviously you have the most experience out of all of us, so I feel good about next round, but I don't feel good about long term here. Well, the rest of this tournament,
you're making a great debut. Rookie of the year, actually everyone's up for rookie of the year except for me, because somehow I've played almost 700 games since 2014. Genizutsu, thanks for joining us on episode 3 of Dudes Dropping Pins, and good luck in the rest of the competition.
Thank you, Ben Mark. It's been an honor, and really looking forward to the rest of this.
Great.